Wednesday, July 15th, 2015, regular town board meeting.
For the town elect plan of the order on Wednesday, July 15th, 2015, at 1 p.m. Members of the board are present. The media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers, general fund 47872 to 47895, and of the ambulance fund 1633.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, July 1st, 2015, regular town board meeting.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We received our quarterly transportation aids of $78,000 and change, so that's part of the deposits in the regular deposit. Other than that, our business continues to grow at the transfer station. Pete's getting tired. And we renew the town CD for another 12 months at the magnificent rate of 0.4%, which is what we had before. So that's going to be going. Then we have another one that's going to be maturing in the 1st of August. So $57,000. So I don't know if there's anything that we're going to need or just try to get that for a year or less to. They keep talking about the interest rates going up, but don't see it happening yet. So, all right. So then in the regular town accounts, we have $854,197.13. And in the ambulance, we have $400,041.64.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Number 8, discussion action, fish hatchery contract. Every year they come to us with a contract where the town basically purchases fish from them. This year, they're in the process of redoing all their ponds to allow them to have extended growth fish, walleyes, trout. And so they won't have fish this year because of that. They don't have anything. They're in the process of this rebuilding. So Wayne had called me and told me, Wayne Wolf called me and told me that. And I said, if you have other things or if you want to propose something else to the board, I said, send us a letter with a proposal of what you'd be looking at doing. And he said he'd do that. Well, I kind of thought I'd have it by now, but I don't. So I guess we can table this till a later date once I get some type of proposal from the hatchery.
Do we have like a set amount that we usually put aside?
$15,000
in the budget, yeah. Okay. So,
okay.
Motion to table.
Motion to table.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to table the fish hatchery contract. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion action, road project bids, chip seal project. This is left over from last meeting where you guys wanted to discuss it and have it reviewed. Mm-hmm. I, again, am going to remove myself from the room as my employer is one of the bidders.
Okay.
And I don't want to show a conflict of interest.
Of course.
Okay.
I think if you just sat here and kept quiet, it wouldn't be a problem.
No, I'm not going to let anybody.
He's not going to do it.
Okay.
So I think what we're looking at here is the total, what I've got in front of me, is $60,521.76, and we're trying to do apples to apples, or as close to possible. That would be the Pitlick and Wick.
That's what you guys said last week, but you didn't know the difference.
What has Francis said?
I did go to Francis, and he came in, and he got the specs, and he took them home. He came in the next day. And he said these were his exact comments. Although not requested in the specifications, he liked that Pitlick specified, or Pitlick's specifications included executed under the state of Wisconsin DOT standards. He liked that writing in there because he says then you kind of know what you're going to be following. And then his second comment was, just like you guys, it was hard to compare as Farner did not follow the specifications of the bidding, each road separately. He combined the totals. Yet the bid, when you look at the bid from Farner, it only states east boundary. He did explain that included all, but he says, if you accept that, you'd have to have him rewrite it or something because that's not written right.
Right.
Yeah. So that was his thing. Just to let you guys know that the total budget is $195. So we already accepted the work on east
fence.
On fence. Right. For the that was for $154,775. So you have about $60,000 left to work with.
Yeah, I realized after looking at it at home that Farner really did not meet the bid specs in their bid, and for that reason, I would say that we should, in fact, I will make a motion to accept the bid from Pitlick.
I'll second a motion, but I'd like to just add a little discussion here.
Sure.
I just think we really need to clean up the bid itself on how we present it.
This is the first year it's been like this. Normally, it's much more detailed.
Yeah, it's totally
fact,
different.
In fact, 3 or 4 pages long.
And I guess what I would say...
So this was an experiment that didn't work as we would like.
And then the next time we open bids, I would request that our foreman be present.
Oh.
Pete?
Pete, okay.
Because I think it's really somewhat a little bit of weight on his shoulders also, as he should understand what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, although I'm sure Matt has been out with him.
Understandable. But it is a conflict.
He knows what's going on.
Right. But it is a conflict, and Matt really isn't our anchor here right now. So I'm just saying, as I think it's really important. I mean, I'm not a... I mean, I do some construction, but I'm not into this kind of stuff. So I'm just saying, is it's just to make this more legitimate.
Idea.
And I'm just saying is if we open a bid in the future and it isn't specific to the detail that's requested by the town, then it automatically should be removed from the bid.
From consideration.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and as I say, I didn't catch that when we were looking at it, but later I did. So.
And by accepting both the... both of those roads, East Boundary and what's the other one?
Sugar Bush.
We're going to be a little bit over budget.
And like $521, something like that. $600.
No, it would be actually, we have 195, so we're going to be like 20,000 over.
Okay.
I mean, you could have the option of not doing one of the roads.
But didn't we, when we closed out the books for last year, didn't we say that there was some... carryover that would be used to roads.
Yes.
So
well, why don't we
cover
Why don't we get an exact amount and then we can go ahead?
We have the exact amount right
Does
here.
It require a resolution or
no.
to adjust the budget?
We can at a later date.
At a later date we do that, yeah.
At the end of the year.
In, so we can, to just, make it. We can just move money when we want to?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In November we do that.
We adjust the budget.
Or October.
Not ongoing throughout the year, but at the end of the year we
at one
adjust
time.
It.
When you reconcile. Is that when we do it?
Before we do it before the November
budget hearing.
Budget hearing.
Right.
Okay. Is the treasurer okay with that?
We don't change the bottom line of the budget.
Right.
We just move overages from shortages.
Okay.
The bottom line of the budget always stays the same.
Right.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay. Mr. Matt.
Yeah.
And we aren't really losing money. We're using money that's carried over from last year's.
No, I understand that. But usually when you have line items, you should stay within them line items. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that doesn't
happen. If we didn't have the money available, we would.
Right.
We would have cut back on this.
Okay. Item number 10.
Review for approval bartender's license applications for Donna Crowe and Anthony A. Austin.
You have Donna Crowe's here. And Mr. Austin is here today, present. He came into my office, requested to speak to the board.
Because that was the one that was...
It was denied last time.
Mr. Austin.
I have questions on my denial. I don't understand the rules and whatnot. I've been employed at Lincoln Churches for going on 3.5 years. At a supervisor level, it requires that I have a bartender's license. When I took the position, I took a tips class held by my manager, Joel Lucchini, and I passed that. I guess it's the same as getting a bartender's license. It told me to come over here to get a comp license. I got denied, and is it because of my past, or, you know, is there a time limit?
I would just, to me, that's all. I like to keep that stuff confidential between the board, but you have quite a lengthy past. And that is what this board looks at when we look at, you know, when it becomes a habitual, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I,